I spoke earlier about reef catchments. Now, who are reef catchments, you may ask? Well, reef catchments are enabling sustainable natural resource management in the Mackay, Whitsunday and Isaac region for the benefit of all. Okay, so what does that mean? It means these guys conduct studies, audits, counts of wildlife on all of our coastline and our waterways. We have such an amazing natural resource there in our waterways and our coastlines. And I spoke last week to Dr. Ellie Pratt, Bonnie Stutzel, and Jonathan Reichardt, who are all members, all employees, sorry, at the reef catchments. And they spoke about the Healthy Rivers to Reef water monitoring, and specifically the Southern Inshore Monitoring Program. So this is Dr. Ellie Pratt, Bonnie Stutzel, and Jonathan Reichardt from the reef catchments.
Our Southern Inshore Monitoring Program is around the Camilla and sort of Cape Palmerston area, and a report card identified that there was a major data gap there, and so the Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal, which is part of our partnership, the Healthy Rivers to Reef Partnership, they stepped up and offered to fund the project since 2017, and we've been monitoring coral, seagrass and water quality, including pesticides, in that area ever since.
What sort of results do you see from this program?
Mainly for those three sort of themes that we've been getting results for. It's a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest. The water quality versus the coral versus the seagrass, it's all different depending on the different environments and the different years and how they're going, but we're in the data crunching phase for the next report card at the moment, so I'll be able to tell you more soon about how those environments are doing.
Given the historical report cards, what areas are we hoping for improvement for?
So coral in that area is a major issue. So last year that scored an E, so a very poor grade.
Oh, wow.
And the water quality scored a C, so a moderate grade. So definitely we would like to see improvements in both of those areas, and it's mainly sort of the sedimentation that's an issue in that water quality, and the coral, that's also affecting the coral as well.
So it started in 2017?
Yeah, so it started in 2017, and now we've got this really good, we're starting to cover off on baseline data. So we can't really tell you how things are going to improve and how they're going to look until we get some data in. So we're really in that initial phase of getting the data in.
What sort of criteria is involved in scoring those particular areas that you're monitoring?
So within the water quality category, for example, there's lots of different aspects that we're monitoring there, including total suspended solids and different nutrients and that kind of thing, as well as pesticides. And then within coral, we're looking for abundance, the composition of the community. And then as we get further into the data collection over a number of years, we can start reporting on how the community is changing as well. And then the 2021 report card, which will come out next year, will be the first time that we can actually report on seagrass. So we'll have enough baseline data to actually be able to report on that for the first time, which
and
is
something super interesting that people might be interested in there is why we care about seagrass in that area. And that's because it's a really crucial dugong habitat.
Of course.
And so, yeah, that's one of the really key reasons we're looking to look at seagrass in that area.
Absolutely.
Supported by Dalrymple Bay.
Now, you mentioned this was a new program. How did this come about?
So the report card's been going since 2014, but for, yeah, the first sort of 3 years, there was just a big grey circle in that area, and we didn't know much about it at all. So we put it to our partnership and said, what can we do about this? And then that's when Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminal stepped up to fund that initial pilot year, and then they've funded each year since, and then Dalrymple Bay Infrastructure has come on this year to fund half of it and signed on for another 3 years, which is great because up until now it was just an annual renewal, and now we've got that confirmation of three more years.
It gives you guys a bit of stability and security knowing that that's there for the next 3 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it really shows what local industry can be doing to step up and show stewardship in these areas and how they're going to fill these data gaps and help out regional water quality as well.
It certainly shows that they're interested in the environment and how they're impacting the environment.
Yeah.
Where do you see the program moving to in the future?
I'd like to see it obviously continue. The more data we get for as long a period of time as we can, the more we can talk about it and start seeing those trends and how we can actually impact those trends as well. One of the important things in the Whitsundays in particular is looking at that data after Cyclone Debbie. So things like that, it's really important to see the data for several years before and several years after any major impacts like that.
Sure. Now, this is a southern inshore monitoring program. Is this program or similar programs operating anywhere else, either in our region or around the country?
Not on a partnership funded level. There's lots and lots of different monitoring programs. So for the report card, we draw on the Marine Monitoring Program, which is run by the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority. We also draw on the long-term marine monitoring program, which is run by the Australian Institute of Marine Science. There's lots of different monitoring programs focusing on different aspects of the environment up and down the coast and all around the country for that matter.
That's the team from Reef Catchments doing amazing work on our waterways and coastlines. Now, don't go away, because there is another part to that chat which talks about their publication called Providence, which if you haven't got your hands on it, go out and get your hands on it. But stay with me. I'm going to play a song and then we'll come back and finish that chat with Ellie, Bonnie and Jonathan. That was the Jayhawks with Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces. We're coming up to the crucial period, 10 minutes before half time. But stay with me. This is when I'm at my absolute best. I just heard from Dr. Ellie Pratt and Bonnie Stutzel from the Reef Catchments. Another chat I had with that crew was from the Media and Communications Officer, Jonathan Reichardt. He spoke about the newly released Volume 2 of Providence magazine. This is a publication about local food producers and sustainable agriculture. And it's really, really cool, especially for people who are new to the area, which the team explains. The Reef Catchments has just recently released Providence, the publication that comes out. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That's right. It's actually Providence Volume 2, because we have done a previous, obviously, we've done a Volume 1. I think it was in 2019, Volume 1 first came out. Then it was updated and reprinted in 2020. There were some amendments to the content, what was in there, some of the people featured had changed the structure of their business, things had opened and closed and progressed. But what Providence is about is it's sustainable agriculture, and it's people in our region producing our food who are involved in sustainable agriculture. And it's like a showcase of all the different producers, all the people making food. It's Greater Whitsunday Network, which runs the markets down here, they were heavily involved in it, and a lot of the people featured, a lot of the organisations are featured in there as well.
It's a substantial publication. Obviously a lot of resources gone into creating this. Who's the target for this, and how do people get their hands on it secondly?
So it's targeted at the general public. Anyone can pick up a copy. We have copies available at Reef Catchments offices. Our Mackay office is opposite Pioneer Motors on Gordon Street, and the Proserpine office is just on the main street of Proserpine. Look it up on the Reef Catchments website. We'll give you the addresses and where to find it. There's also being distributed through council. All three councils in our region were involved: Mackay Council, Isaac Council and Whitsunday Regional Council all had a hand in producing the magazine, and they've taken lots of copies to distribute themselves. There's also an online version. You can see it online. If you go to our website and just search for Providence Magazine, there's a page for Providence Magazine.
I was just going to chip in to say, and if you're new to the region like me, I've really found the Providence Magazine a great read to just get your eye in for the local producers and what's going on, and especially I think you can sometimes find copies at the Whitsundays Food Network Market on a Wednesday morning as well. So,
well, we certainly have a very rich and abundant, prosperous production in this area, you know, with sugarcane and cattle and all sorts of other food as well. So that's all captured in the Providence publication.
Yeah, it does a great job of capturing that, and where you can go to look for more information about sourcing food more locally.
A lot of people probably don't know that Reef Catchments, or the job you guys do. For me, it's really comforting to know that you guys are actually out there keeping a very close eye on our waterways, in our coastline, but also having these programs to ensure that the quality of our waterways and coastline is at the highest. Guys, what sort of job satisfaction do you guys get out of what you do?
I quite enjoy it. I really like being able to mix with so many different people, and it's not just scientists and researchers, but also talking to farmers and just locals in the community. I'm also new to the area, so it's been nice to, as part of my job, get to meet all those people. And I, as a marine biologist, it's quite enjoyable to be across so many different ecosystems and environments, and I love it.
As a marine biologist, this has got to be like the number one job, right? Working in Mackay on the Whitsunday, surely.
Yeah, it's not the worst place to be forced to move to in a pandemic. Just, oh, I have to go to the Whitsundays. Oh,
absolutely.
It's lovely.
I think a lot of people in the community are yet to maybe hear about the partnership, even though it's been going for a while.
Yeah.
But because we've got 31 partners from industry, ports, farmers, all those other community groups and local land care groups, it's a really great way to see a whole community come together to address local water quality issues.
That was the chat I had with the Reef Catchments team about a week ago. Speaking, obviously, about their publication Provenance as well. Go get your hands on it. You can see what Reef Catchments are up to, what they're doing at their website. There's an events tab on their website as well. They have some very, very cool community events that everyone can attend. And you can see the great work they do. That nice magazine, Provenance, it's cool. It's got a lot of great information about local produce, local food, how it's farmed. So you can really get an understanding of what you're eating. It's now just on 5 minutes to 8.